If you don't understand faith and how that you must confess the Word of God to cause faith to come, then you're really in an uphill battle to try to get founded in faith, because once you understand that the Word of God produces faith, it's like an airplane. An airplane wing is designed to create lift, and the Word of God creates faith. In Romans chapter 10, Paul said, "The Word is nigh you, it is in your mouth and in your heart." You need to know that faith and confession is a way of life. Why do we need to confess the Word of God? Because the Scripture says, God said, "Return my word to me." Now, if you return His word, you're going to have to speak it, proclaim it. He says, "Remind me of what I've said." Is that because He is forgetful? Absolutely not. It's because He wants you to speak it out of your mouth. It makes a difference when you're saying what God said out of your own mouth. That may be the only audible voice of God you'll hear, is speaking the word aloud. Paul said in Romans 10, "The word is nigh you, it is in your mouth and in your heart." First it's in your mouth, then it gets in your heart. When it gets in your mouth, it'll get in your heart. By confessing the word, it causes you to plant a seed in your heart. The seed is the promise of God. As you speak it and proclaim it, it causes faith to come, or creates faith in that very particular promise, and it keeps the answer before you.